Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of The Nutmeg Arena, the official podcast of The Nutmeg Assist. Today we have a very special guest on our show. She is the goalkeeper of the Indian women's national team. She is the Wonder Woman in goal. It's none other than Aditi Chauhan. So we are very excited to have you on the show, Aditi. A very warm welcome to everyone here from the Nutmeg Assist team. So say hi to
us. Thank you.
Yeah,
say thanks, Ritwik. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be here on your podcast and to talk about women's football.
Yeah, definitely. We look forward to enjoying the show with you, Aditi. Yeah. So
me too.
Yeah. So like you said, women's football actually is growing now all around the globe. So
yes.
Yeah, so this year we got our very first women's Ballon d'Or, and the winner Ada Hegerberg has stepped up, and she has actually, she's a well-deserved winner for that award as well. So a very hearty congratulations to Ada, and this is really the future.
Yes,
definitely. So Aditi, I'd like to post this question to you. What do you think about the growth of women's football? And you know, like when you go back to the past, yes, women's football was there, so but like it didn't get the exposure that it really deserved, and it didn't, these women footballers didn't actually get the respect that deserved as well. But presently, you can see that with this Ballon d'Or award handed over, yes, Luka Modric to call the ice because he ended the Messi Ronaldo duopoly. But I could find it on Twitter and all other social media platforms that Ada Hegerberg also got equally, if not equally, a similar and a vast amount of praise flowing in her way of winning the first of being the first ever woman to win the Ballon d'Or actually. So so what are your thoughts on women's football and what do you think about the growth now?
I think it's tremendous what's happening around the globe in terms of women's football development. All the teams, like you said, all around the globe, the standard of women's football is improving. I think that's the biggest advantage or biggest show for the development of women's football. If you see the matches, I've from my personal experience as well in UK, the standard of women's football is quite high, and it's like you said, it wasn't getting as much attention as it is right now because of the growing interest of people in women's football, because of things like these women's football being acknowledged at Ballon d'Or platform, now women's football being part of the Olympics, the World Cup happening for women's football. So there are a lot of tournaments at the international level which were earlier being focused only on men's football, but I think now since FIFA has also started giving more importance and more recognition to women's football, I think that is a testament to the fact that that there is a growing interest in women's football as well now, and I think we're moving in the right direction, increasing the competition, increasing the get more people getting to know about women's football. That is what is needed, and I think it's a very positive step, and women and future of women's football looks very, very promising.
Yeah, definitely, and like one example of a team that has really like dominated on the front in women's football is Lyon from France.
So yes,
they have a majority of wonderful football players, women football players there. So like they've dominated this UEFA Champions League for women. Numerous number of years now. So like, who do you idolize in women's football?
Being a goalkeeper, obviously, growing up, Carly Lloyd was the star for me personally, and because I could the personality that she had on and off the field was something that I could really relate to. So she was someone who I really looked up to in women's football. But apart from her, obviously, there are wonderful players. Like I was reading Carly Lloyd's autobiography recently, and she has been an inspiration. She has gone through so much, and but her focus was always on women's football, on her career, on how she could improve as a player. And you could see her performance, you could see the effect of that passion and her commitment towards football on the field with her amazing goals, always coming to the light when her team needs her the most. So so these are the few players that I obviously look up to. But obviously, being a goalkeeper, Germany produces some fantastic goalkeepers. So in terms of men's football, Manuel Neuer is a goalkeeper who I love his style of play, and I try to inculcate similar sort of style in my game as well. I like to play as a sweeper keeper. I think that's what is needed in today's football.
Yes, yes.
So I like him. I like his style of play, and I try to basically get the best of what's happening. It's important to be up to date. It's important to know what's happening around the world, both in men's and women's football. And that's how, for me as a player, I can improve, I feel.
Yeah, definitely. That's a very, I think the one who you're idolizing is one of the best keepers in the world right now. Maybe he has lost his touch in the past year or so because of his injury.
When he's come back. Because I have gone through an injury as well in the recent past, and I know how difficult it is to come back from an injury to the same level. And obviously, because he had such a great reputation before that, it takes time to get back to the same level and to maintain that reputation, especially with the competitions, especially the competition that he has in the German team for the goalkeeper position. It's incredible what he's done and how he's fighting back to make it to the first 11.
Yeah, definitely. Like they say, the life of a goalkeeper is really, really hard. One mistake and you're all criticized. You saw with Lloris Karius, and you can see it many more keepers being labeled.
Even yesterday in Liverpool's game, Alisson has been having a fantastic season till now, and yesterday he made one mistake, which was a mistake can happen, but it's just that now everyone remembers the mistake that Alisson did in the last match instead of some of the saves that he's been doing, match saving performances that he's done in the recent past. So it's like, that's the life of a goalkeeper. So you just you can't cry about it because that's the position you chose. No one forced you play in that position. So I think I enjoy being a goalkeeper because of the responsibilities and the responsibility that you have on the field. It's, you have to take the whole team with you. And these things comes with the job that you have undertaken. So you can't really complain about it, because when you save a penalty or when you make a match-winning save, then everyone praises you. So it works both ways.
Yes, definitely. Luckily for Alisson, Shaqiri saved his him from being embarrassed, actually. So Liverpool ran out winners yesterday. So as an Indian, it would have been a proud feeling representing your nation, or like being the only one from your nation to play in a team like West Ham abroad. So with men's team, Sunil Chhetri went to Kansas City, Sporting Lisbon B team, Bai Chung went to England, and Gurpreet had a spell in Norway as well. Gurpreet is a wonderful keeper, actually. He plays
he's someone I admire. His game, his the way he's taken the responsibility of the national team after his 3 years spell in Norway. It's he's grown as a keeper immensely since his since he's been to Norway, and I really like his game, the way he commands on the field. So that I think it's incredible what he's doing for the national team, the way he's contributing to the national team, and he's deservingly becoming the captain. He's been getting a captainship ban for a few matches. The friendly, he got the captainship ban. So it's good that the goalkeepers are being recognized and being valued in that sense.
Yeah, definitely. I think he also featured in the Europa League squad sheet, yeah. I guess. So yeah, that's a big achievement for an Indian, because it's hard for Indian players to go abroad and play. Mainly,
definitely.
Yeah, there was a news recently about our youngster Dheeraj getting a trials at Motherwell, but unfortunately, due to work permit issues, he got that. He lost his chance.
So you had asked me about West Ham. So obviously, it going back to that question, I think when I gave the trials at West Ham, I never thought that it's going to be covered so widely and it becomes such an important topic of discussion, or such an important achievement for me, because at that point when I just went for the trial, it was basically to test myself. I was already playing for the national team. I was the first choice goalkeeper for the senior Indian national team. And being in England, I had gone there to do my master's in sports management. And along with it, I obviously wanted to play, and I wanted to really test myself in terms of where do I stand in England, at what level do I stand, because obviously England football has been the top at the top for a very long time, and women's team is also the England women's team is also doing really well. The Super League, the top league of women is called Super League. So that's also doing really well, with clubs like Manchester United also putting in the team this year. So for the first time, so that shows that all these Premier League clubs are also recognizing the topic that we just spoke about in the beginning, that the potential of women's football and how important it is, and how good what a good standard girls are playing at. So I think that is also another fact that the Premier League clubs are also recognizing. So when I was playing for West Ham, obviously it was a very proud feeling for me, and again a big responsibility when the news came out and everyone started following my journey with West Ham, and it just felt an additional bit of responsibility, because I felt that I was not just representing myself, but I was also representing Indian football in England, being part of the West Ham team. And it was a very proud feeling for me to be able to be in a position where I could prove at what level Indian football is at. So that was really a proud feeling for me. Apart from that, obviously, for my personal growth, that was a very important stepping stone for me. It gave me a lot of experience, because like I said, the style and the standard of women's football in England is quite high. So it took me some time indeed as well to adjust to that level, the physicality, the speed, the intensity of matches, which all in all, if I look back now, I feel that that experience has helped me improve as a goalkeeper. And obviously the whole experience of living in England by myself and playing and obviously working as well. So that helped me grow, not just as a goalkeeper, but overall as a person as well.
Yeah, definitely. I would like to ask you this question as well. What was it like growing up growing up idolizing football players, playing football around the world, and like going to England at such a young age? I mean, the challenges that you faced and what you have to overcome. So could you tell us a little about that as well?
While growing up, I was always into sports. I have been a very passionate sports person all my life. Before football, I've got a black belt in karate. I used to play basketball at the inter-district level. I've also done athletics. So I've always been a sports person. So initially, football was just another sport for me. But when I started playing football, I just completely fell in love with this game. And I left all other sports and just dedicated myself to football, and that's how basically I realized that this is my passion and this is what I really enjoy doing. So that made me decide that I would like to have a career in the sports industry even after I retire from playing football.
Yeah.
So that made me go to England to study to do my sports management degree, master's in sports management, and obviously doing it from the world's number one sports university was also important for me because I wanted to get the best knowledge. Hence, I chose Loughborough University. So that experience was important, and because I knew that, and all this was done with an aim to always come back to India and contribute in the development of women's football. That was my only aim. I never once thought of staying abroad and working there or having a life there. But I always wanted to come back to India because the aim all the time was to contribute to women's football in India.
Yeah, definitely. And if you see Indians football, Indian football as a whole, not just talking about the women's football, mm-hmm. even the men's football, we've lagged behind. A lot because of the lack of support from the higher authorities, the lack of proper support from the fans as well. But you can see now that especially after the Under-17 World Cup that our country hosted last year. The number of fans has increased, the number of people in stadiums has gone up, and I think we now have a fan base here, the Blue Pilgrims, who are supporting the women's team as well as the men's team equally. Like I could see posts from them supporting both these teams. So this is actually a good time for Indian football as well, if I put it right. So talking about women's, the Indian women's football team, I think the last three matches didn't go perfectly as planned. The Olympics qualification, I guess.
In fact, I beg to differ there. In fact, I think we had prepared ourselves really well for going into the Olympic qualifiers. And we had a realistic target of qualifying this first round because with the teams like Nepal, Bangladesh and Myanmar, we thought that we had a chance. We had to obviously perform our best to be able to qualify. I maybe the first match against Nepal, we could have got a positive result. We should have got 3 points in that game. But apart from that, we did really well against Bangladesh. We got ourselves back together after Nepal game and said that we all are better than this and we should get the 3 points in at least the next match. And that with that mentality, we went into the game and got a very positive result against Bangladesh. And Myanmar, obviously, right from the start, we knew that it would be a tough game because Myanmar team is ranked much higher than us. Yes. And their team stays together throughout the year. They train together in that stadium all year round. So when you're training together, the whole team is put together and training together throughout the year, it's obviously difficult to beat a team like that who is well who's gelled up well, who knows each other really well. We always knew that it'll be a tough fight, but I think getting a 2-1 result, we were unfortunate to concede in the last 5-6 minutes, I think, is that when we conceded the second goal. But apart from that, I think all of us showed great heart and great courage to keep fighting till the final whistle, because the conditions were not that great. It was pouring heavily, and it was difficult circumstances, and there was a grass surface while we had trained on turf during our camp. So considering all that, I think we did really well. Obviously, that has given us a lot of confidence going into the future tournament and the second round as well. We know what we need to improve on. And it's given us a lot of belief that we can beat Myanmar maybe in the next match. So I think it was a positive tournament for us. A lot of positive to take back. And good realization of the things that we need to improve on as well.
Yeah, definitely. You've gone into the second round now. So that's actually positive. But after that win, after that huge win against Bangladesh, the expectations from fans were high in the next game as well. So I think some of them just were a little disappointed that you lost. But like you said, yes, Myanmar are a good team. But yes, positive signs all ahead. So all the best, all the best for that. And I think, yes, the SAF championships are also up on the way. Next early next year in March. So how are the preparations going for that?
Our camp will be starting soon. At the end of this year, we'll be from 27th. Our camp is starting. A few international friendlies are lined up. It's good that after so this was the first time that the Indian women's national team has qualified to the second round of Olympics in Indian women's football history. So that gave a lot of confidence even to the government and the federation to, you know, take women's football more seriously and invest in women's football a little more. So with their help and contribution, a few international friendlies have been lined up for us right from the beginning of next year. So I think that all of that experience and exposure will be very, very helpful when we play the second round, as well as SAF Championship and the South Asian Games.
Like you said, these international friendlies, when you play international friendlies against good teams, good opposition, even though you lose the game, you get that exposure, you get that needed experience, you learn from that game. So the Indian national team, like I said, men's or women's team, we haven't played much international friendlies, and the games that we play, we aren't playing the top teams. So recently, the men's team played against Jordan. They lost, but it was a positive result despite all the conditions, the problems with the travel, air travel, and stuff.
Yeah,
and they got a very positive 0-0 draw against China, where Gurpreet was absolutely awesome, and even up front, our players were awesome. So this is really a great time for Indian football fans to be alive right now, because I can see everyone is so excited, and and they're kind of like feeling the World Cup is not far away. The World Cup dream isn't far away, actually, both for the women's team as well as the men's team. So this is,
I think it's great that the men's team is doing well, and obviously ISL and I League having those competitions all year round makes a big impact. When you're playing all year round, you learn from the mistakes you made in every game and try to improve on that, and that really helps. And that's the reason why, even if you look in world's football, in every country, they all of them have a league structure, both men's and women's team. So if you look at the stats, and if you go into a little more detail, then every country that has a league structure, year-round league structure, their national team is also doing well at international level. So I think that's the same thing that we've got with the men's team in India. They have a wonderful ISL setup, playing with and again some fantastic international players as well. So all of that helps, and that's why you could see the results that the Indian men's team has started getting it at international level. So I think it's a overall thing, and like you said, it's great to be for the Indian fans as well to get that result, and that brings more interest and more eyeballs to football in India.
Yeah, not only that, actually, we like players like Sunil Chhetri, they are actually in the 30s now. So If you look at the younger generation also, you have absolutely amazing players like Udanta, Anirudh Thapa, Lal Ruthara, then we have Dheeraj in goal. So this is a very positive sign for the men's team. And speaking about women's team, yes, you are young. You could say you are young, 24, just 24. You are in the peak, like you are just about to hit the peak years. And we have other players as well, like Sweetie Devi, Jabamani, etc. So this is a really good time for Indian football, because yes, the team is pretty young. We have a young you know, the backbone is a young team. So
it's good. Our coach, in fact, our head coach emphasizes and wants to encourage more youngsters in the team, because looking at the future, we have to give experience to the youngsters, because they are going to be the future stars and they are going to take this team, the senior team, forward. And it's good for them to get this sort of international exposure at that age, because like I said, these kind of exposures help you develop, learn more about yourself, your game, and how you can gel as a team, what's needed. And same is happening for the men's team as well. The youngsters are getting a chance and they're proving their worth. So I think there's similar sort of logic for both men's and women's team in India right now.
Yeah, definitely. So along with this, you guys are actually becoming an inspiration for the young kids. Yeah, the young, the young girls, the young women here in India. So we can see a lot of women's football here in this, even in the streets, like little kids kicking the ball. It feels nice to see these girls coming out playing football. It all feels really, really good. As a country, we are developing. It shows that we are developing as a country, and like people have become more intelligent and smart as well. So, like pulling out from that previous era. So it's great that you guys are inspiring our younger generation as well. So I'd like to pose one more question here. Like, do you think any Indian could actually like play? Does any Indian player has that ability to play abroad sooner, or can we see any Indian women's team or men's team players sooner in Europe?
I think there are few players in Indian women's football who have the potential to play at a good level abroad. Some very talented youngsters, they just need a little more exposure and a little more technical fine-tuning of their game. But I think there's a lot of potential and a lot of talent in India that can be made use of.
Yes, definitely. An exposure, like you said, abroad would be great for the national team as well, and for personal growth. So
yeah, and we have been getting, since last year, since this year, in fact, I think the federations also realized this and started putting in more effort. The national team went to Spain for the first time to compete in the Cortes Cup, which was a great experience, because Spanish league is obviously very, very competitive and very high standard. So it was good to compete against these top division clubs in the Cortes Cup. That gave us a lot of that helped us in the preparation towards this Olympic qualifiers as well.
Yeah, actually, like even though the results didn't favor you guys, I guess there was the news that we read was all positive actually. So even though you guys didn't get those results in the, I read in a match report that in the final game against Madrid, you guys played with maturity. So that was really, really good to hear.
Like I said, this exposure helps you grow as a team also. You understand each other more. So there was a huge difference in the standard of our game from our first match to the last match. And that showed in the result also. We were unlucky to get a penalty. I didn't agree with that penalty, but we conceded a penalty right at the last minute of the game. Which obviously, being professional, Madrid players being professional, they knew how to take advantage of situation, and unfortunately we put ourselves in a situation to be given a penalty against. But overall, I think the rest of the game was we frustrated although they were much better side than us, but we didn't let them get through us and frustrated them right till the last minute. So I was really proud to be part of that team, especially in the last match.
Yeah, definitely. That was an amazing experience for the team, like you said.
Yes.
So yeah, it's all positive signs. There is if you like to like pick a negative, you can't find one right now, because the future is bright. We are going in the right direction as well. So
yeah,
it's all good to hear. And speaking about positives, another one for our listeners is that Aditi actually is a founder and CEO of a wonderful initiative called She Kicks FA. So I think Aditi, you can explain to our listeners about this initiative of yours.
Yeah, so growing up, obviously in Delhi, I didn't have any place where I could just go and train and play. Although I wanted to, you know, play every day and improve and get better, but there was no such place where I could go. So after completing my sports management, like I said earlier, the whole idea of doing the sports management was to come back and contribute to women's football development. So when I came back and I saw that there is still this missing gap for women footballers in India, but specifically in Delhi also, where there's no place for girls to just go, even though no matter how passionate they were, there was no place for them to go and train throughout the year. So then I ended up having this conversation with my parents as well, that, you know, if I could take this initiative and see how it goes. And so that's basically how I ended up forming and founding She Kicks Football Academy, where the name itself explains a lot. She Kicks. So the kicks, what we're trying to, it's not a literal meaning of kicks, but what we're trying to say through this name is that it's a chance, a platform for the girls to kick the gender stereotype that is attached to football, that it's a men's game. So kick that stereotype away, kick the fears away that the girls have. And because I truly believe that football and sports in general is a very powerful tool to empower girls, because from my own experience, I know that because of football, I have the personality that I have today. It's given me so much of confidence, both mentally and physically. It's made me strong, and I want more girls to experience that. And I feel like that is needed, very much needed in India today for the girls. So with that objective and with that purpose, I started She Kicks Football Academy, and we've opened our first center here, and hopefully by next year we should have at least a couple of more centers in Delhi NCR. And the intention is just to reach out to more and more girls and encourage them to take up football and come out and play this beautiful game.
Yeah, it's excellent to hear all this, actually, Aditi. So like, this is the right step forward, and we applaud you for this amazing initiative.
Thank you.
Yeah, initiative. So we hope more kids step out and realize their potential. And now that we have a proper structure here.
Thanks. Yeah. Your the support of people is needed in this initiative for the people to realize that, you know, there is a future, there is potential in women's football in India as well. So and hopefully we are hopeful that maybe in 2-3 years down the line, we would also be able to contribute to the national team. We would able to produce players to be able to be part of the Indian national team as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great initiative, actually. So to all our listeners, I like encourage you to go on to Twitter and follow She Kicks FA. You can visit the website, that is shekicksfa.com as well. So please support.
Yes, She Kicks has social media accounts on all the digital social media platforms. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So do follow our journey, encourage us, support us, and that's basically what we need.
Yeah, definitely. So it's a great achievement for it's a great achievement here for the kids, and like I said, a very big applause for you on starting this initiative.
Thank you very much.
So before we end our show, I'd like to ask you to give out a message to all our listeners from India and the young kids as well, so, and even our listeners around the globe. I'd like you to give them a message on what is to come from yourself and the whole team of India, and what you expect from the fans as well.
An important message that from my experience, from my journey till now, I would like to emphasize that it's possible. So what I've noticed is Indian kids, they feel that they have to either choose between sports and studies. But I know, and I've done from my own personal experience, what I've done is that it's possible, and encourage everyone to maintain both studies and sports simultaneously, because it not just helps you on the field or off the field, but it helps you on the field as well, because it helps you judge a situation better. It helps to make better decisions on the field. So and obviously off the field, if you see, I mean, sports, the career sports, it's very unpredictable. You don't know when you might have an injury which would lead you to retire from football, or there could be any reason, and it's good to have that sort of backing to have a career apart from, you know, if you're not able to play or continue playing for some reason, at least you have something as a backup option. So that is an important thing that I always encourage, even when we conduct workshops as part of SheKicks FA. I encourage on this point, and same thing I would like to emphasize here as well through this platform. And for me, do follow my journey also on social media. I am, like I said, I'm fighting back from an injury, and my only aim is to be at my top and perform at my best for the national team. That's the intention, and we have a very busy schedule this coming year, the next year, and hope to achieve a lot more with the national team and contribute in the development of women's football in every way possible.
Yeah, we here wish you all the best for your upcoming journeys, and we hope that you come out through them successfully, and wish you a very fast recovery as well from the injury. So, Aditi.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, so that kind of brings us to the end of the show. So it was amazing to have you on the show, Aditi. We could help to give the world, for the footballing world, more insight on women's football, Indian women's football, and a lot of things, etc. So it was always great to have you on the show. So
thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, definitely. So before we sign off, I'd like all the listeners to go visit our new website, which is thenutmegassist.com. So it's a one-stop destinations for articles, podcasts, and even our YouTube videos. So please go to our website, subscribe onto our website, read interesting and unique articles. Please support us. A big thank you to all our listeners as well, and thank you to all of you for listening to our show as well. So thank you so much. So goodbye.